From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 19th. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. Simply shouldn't happen. Mercedes reveal biggest focus as F1 returns. Mercedes technical director James Allison believes that car reliability could be even more important than upgrades in determining the outcome of Formula One title battles over the rest of the 2026 season. Next, second, from Cointelegraph. Maya Chain halts network after estimated $1.7 million exploit. A preliminary analysis says 6 chain bugs let a 23-message transaction drain 48.87 million kakao, sending the token down nearly 89%. Cross-chain decentralized exchange DEX Maya protocol halted its network after an attacker exploited a series of software flaws to obtain an estimated $1.7 million in crypto. On Wednesday, Maya Protocol's pseudonymous co-founder Alex said the attacker stole about 20 Bitcoin, valued at $1.4 million, and another $300,000 in assets. He said the protocol implemented a global halt, contained further damage, and started working on a fix to resume swaps. Up next, third, from Deutsche Welle, Australia. Aaron Patterson appeals mushroom murder conviction. Judges in Melbourne are considering an appeal by a woman convicted of killing 3 people by serving them toxic death cap mushrooms. But prosecutors have also filed an appeal calling for a harsher sentence. And then, fourth, from the Register, a Reg reader kindly shared an email from the chain with the subject line "Important security update regarding your Quest data." That missive opens with unwelcome news that I am writing to inform you of a recent data security incident involving some of your personal information. On Monday, 17 August 2026, we identified unauthorized access to a database system and immediately took steps to contain the incident. The email continues. Australian hotel chain leaks guests' PII after breach at third-party database operator. Australian Aparth hotel chain Quest has revealed it leaked customer data. Next, fifth. From BBC Sport F1, Antonelli, the boy born in a garage who started driving on dad's lap. Timmy Antonelli was 10 when his father Marco first realized the boy sitting on his lap, operating the steering and gears, might have an exceptional talent as a racing driver. The pair were at the Adria circuit in northeast Italy, Marco with his Lamborghini sports car team, Kimi competing in a karting race. It was the end of the day and Marco, a former driver himself, asked his son, "Do you want to try the Lamborghini?" Of course he did. Marco strapped himself and Kimi into the car, belts extended around both. Dad was in charge of the throttle and brake. His son would control the rest. Up next, sixth, from the Hindu Top, South Korean, U.S. military's shortened drills after Trump ordered reduction. The allies' summertime Ulchai Freedom Shield exercises began on Monday, August 17 morning for an 11-day run, just after Mr. Trump ordered his Pentagon chief to substantially reduce them. Mr. Trump cited what he said was a good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korea's refusal to join the U.S. war against Iran. South Korea's military said in a statement the ongoing drills with the U.S. would end on Friday, not August 27 as initially planned. It said the allies also agreed to downsize some joint field training exercises. Many experts say Mr. And then, seventh, from DeFi Education, Venice VVV and the Billion Dollar Question. Welcome Avatar. Unlike stocks or bonds, a crypto token does not inherently represent a legal claim on anything. A token is a digital asset whose rules are defined by code. Tokens can have functional features that have nothing to do with money, such as storage for computing. People can decide they want to make use of a token and find a way to purchase that token, ascribing it a value. The existence of the token could mean something important, but it could also mean nothing at all. Meanwhile, stocks and bonds have financial value backed by well-established legal agreements. Next, eighth, from Straits Times. Hormuz traffic slows as uncertainty over waterway persists. Singapore shipping through the Strait of Hormuz slowed, data showed on Aug 19, as most ship owners avoided the key waterway because of a lack of clear signaling on its reopening from a blockade during the Iran war. 6 commodity vessels crossed the strait on Aug 18. Kepler data showed by 2.58 a.m. GMT 10.58 a.m. Singapore time, down from 9 a day earlier and below the 10-day daily average of 11. Inbound traffic included an empty very large crude carrier that followed the Omani side of the strait, as well as 2 tankers, one of medium range and the other intermediate, the data showed. Up next, 9th, from Channel News Asia.
Kuala Lumpur, Aug 19. Malaysia's Petronas Chemicals Group Berhad on Wednesday reported higher revenue for the second quarter but anticipates that the operating environment for the rest of the year will remain challenging due to geopolitical uncertainties, evolving trade policies and supply-demand
imbalances.
The chemicals maker, a subsidiary of state-run energy firm Petronas, posted a net profit of 414 million ringgit, $101.95 million in the quarter ended June, versus a net loss of 1.08 billion ringgit in the same quarter a
year earlier.
Petronas Chemicals reports higher revenue and profit but flags challenging outlook for the year.
And then, 10th, from Mad About the House by Kate Watson Smythe. House notes #19, not going to complain about the weather. But man, it will be nice to be able to walk upstairs without breaking sweat, won't it? At this stage of August, we might be eking out the last of the summer days and not thinking about our interior design much, but there are hints of newness dropping into my inbox, and I thought it would be nice to give you all a sneak preview of things that are coming up in the autumn.
Before we get to that, I was sent an Indian Dohar from Shades of Cool a few weeks ago, and it has been a lifesaver in this heat.
That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.